Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm wondering what company this is.
Ma'am, you've reached a third-party call center. We provide customer support for online vendors and merchants. If you think you have an account with one of them, I'd be more than happy to look it up. To do that,
ma'am,
I'll need
somebody,
your zip code.
Somebody tried to use my debit card for y'all for like a charge for $59.99, and I'm wondering what it's about.
I said if you give me your zip code, ma'am, I'd be more than happy to look up your
72023. I don't have an account.
If you have a charge, you have an account, ma'am. 72, what was it? What was your zip code?
72023. Somebody is using my debit card.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, that's what
may
saying.
I have your, what's your first and last name?
My name is Stephanie Benet.
Okay, you do have an account, ma'am. I'm looking at it.
What account? I mean, what is it for?
Can you verify your shipping address, ma'am?
35 North Stagecoach Road. 835 North Stagecoach Road.
Thank you, ma'am. It looks like you were enrolled in a mobile food app, rather. It's called Bites Hub, and it's because you responded
no,
to a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson. To win a free Dyson Z11, ma'am, the charge was declined of $59.89, but you were enrolled in this mobile food app.
No, because see, I didn't know it because they're doing, you say y'all send a thing from Capital One saying you can get this prize, you won this prize after you take this survey. And I was supposed to get that and just pay the shipping. So y'all are scammers.
This is a third-party call center, ma'am.
Okay, well,
so this particular
scammers,
vendor.
I won't be getting a hold of them.
All right, ma'am. They offered this sweepstakes. Well, it's called Bites Hub. You have to be enrolled in the Bites Hub food app in order to participate in the Dyson's 11. And there is a disclaimer on the website that explains that in the terms and conditions. I know it is, ma'am, because people call every day to cancel when they read
it. Okay, I want to
cancel.
Yes, ma'am. Because I don't got the money. I'm not trying to do that. That's why people are calling to cancel it, because it's a scam.
They call to cancel because they read it once they put their information in and they read the terms and conditions and see that it is a monthly fee. So that's why they cancel.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to cancel it.
All right. I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in cancel, 920-494-785.
Okay.
Okay, there'll be no more charges moving forward. Ms. Bennett, is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.